Camp at Reading, January 1779. Dear Sir, from yours of the 8th last month, that is, the resolution enclosed therein, I learnt that the further consideration of the memorial of the officers of the Connecticut line, in behalf of themselves and the soldiers under their command, was adjourned with the assembly, which I apprehend will according be resumed early in the present session. But before a final determination is made on a matter so interesting and momentous to the army and the public in its consequence, it was judged necessary that the real state of facts should be known, and everything brought into view which may serve to illustrate the object of inquiry. I have therefore, at the instance of all the officers of the line, thought proper that the Honorable Brigadier Generals Parsons and Huntington, together with Colonels Bradley and Meigs and Captain Judd, should be present during the relating of this important subject, and desire that full attention and faith may be given to the representations which will be made by them. These gentlemen, or such of them who shall attend, will lay before the assembly an estimate of the loss sustained by the troops of this state, in consequence of the enhanced price of all the necessary articles of life and the unequal value of their pay, to what it was at the time of their engaging in the service, together with a calculation of the partial compensation which has been made by the supplies granted by the state, and what in reality still remains due to them, with any other information which may afford light and satisfaction in the course of the debate. Enclosed, Your Excellency will observe a return of the supernumerary officers of the Connecticut line, who were omitted in the late arrangements, to whom Congress have resolved that a year's pay shall be given, and have earnestly recommended it to the respective states to which they belong, to make such other provision for them as their circumstances and merit entitle them to. I have nothing further to add but my sincere wish that justice may be done to the troops, in which cases I do not entertain the least doubt but that they will fulfill the engagement on their part with fidelity, will continue to do their duty as brave and faithful soldiers in defense of their insured country, with reputation to themselves and honor to the state. I am, with the highest esteem and regard, Your Excellency's most obedient humble servant, Israel Putnam. To His Excellency, Jonathan Trumbull.